meetings. Because if I don't get it from the irony of seeing the device, the BlackBerry, which had once been the badge, the ultimate badge of corporate status and prestige, and now had apparently metamorphosed into a working tool for hooligans. There was the fact that pin messaging on BlackBerries is not only an extremely ancient technology, but is, or at least was, one of the reasons why governments across the world used to want BlackBerries for their officials. And you will remember, I guess, that after Barack Obama became president, there was a good deal of comical speculation in the media about the fact that the new president passionately wanted to hold on to his BlackBerry, despite the concerns of his security advisors about the wisdom of entrusting presidential emails to a wireless device. But behind all these amusing observations, there is a more serious question. Why is our society apparently always playing catch-up with technological innovation? Why are our institutions, companies, governments, schools, universities, habitually ambushed and astonished by new technologies, particularly communications technologies? Why are technological innovations apparently so difficult to predict? And what might we be able to do about that? Now, at one level, the answer to this question is easy. The future is unknowable, period. When Harold Macmillan was Prime Minister, he used to go grouse shooting in August. And once an enterprising journalist caught up with him and asked him a question. Prime Minister, what keeps you awake at night? Events, dear boy. Events, was Supermac's famous reply. You never know what's around the corner. Now, that might be true of politics, but it can't be entirely true of technology. Because after all, no major technology appears completely out of the blue. It takes about 25 years, in fact, for a technology to become mainstream. The PC, just to take an obvious example, dates from 1975 or 1978, if you take the Apple II as the first usable manifestation of the technology. The TCP/IP internet dates from 1983, and the ARPANET goes back to the late 1960s. SMS dates from the early 1990s. Facebook's been around since 2004. Even Twitter has been around since 2006. So if governments and institutions in recent years have been taken by surprise by what's going on, then they clearly haven't been paying much attention. BlackBerry Messenger, BBM, provides an interesting example of this lack of attention. As the looting and disorder spread to the point where it could not be ignored even in the most expensive parts of Tuscany, I'm willing to bet that 9 out of 10 government ministers and media commentators could not tell you the difference between BBM and SMS. No surprise there. Well, actually, many tech-savvy observers overlooked BBM too. So obsessed were they with the iPhone-Android battle, the decline of Nokia, and the apparent eclipse of BlackBerry in the smartphone market. What most observers fail to notice is that one important segment of the population, that is to say teenagers and university students, were buying BlackBerries for one reason and one reason only: Messenger. Why? Because it offers free text messaging, and is not only fast and reliable, but is also free. BBM is now used by more than 39 million people worldwide, with usage up 6 times over the past 12 months, making it a real threat to operators' text messaging and revenues in some markets. Which is why, by the way, that we didn't hear any bleating from Vodafone or O2 about the clueless proposition by the government that we might close down BlackBerry Messenger. So some of the problems that we have with technological forecasting have nothing much to do with technology per se, and quite a lot to do with our incapacity to notice what's going on. And that's what brought William Gibson to mind. Gibson, you will recall, is best known as the guy who invented the term cyberspace to describe the world behind the screen. He's a stimulating novelist who has become a kind of sage of technology, even though he appears to take a pretty dim view of it. On Twitter, for example, he tweets as Great Dismal. He's also famous for an offhand remark, which to my mind is one of the smartest things anybody's ever said about technology. The future, said William Gibson, is already here. It's just not evenly distributed. But if the future has already arrived, you'll only discover it if you know where to look, and if you're willing to pay attention. So the question I draw from William Gibson's aphorism is this: why don't we pay attention?